السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Welcome to the Deen Show and special salam to those who are attending the conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it in the balance of your deeds. And the question is, why do we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We love the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam because he's the perfect human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for the salvation of the mankind. And we need to think about it. If someone bestowed a favor onto you, a materialistic favor, saving you from a clear danger, saving you from death, how would you love that person? And if we understand the purpose of our life, and that after this life it's either Jannah or the Hellfire, and when we see that for the believers, they were saved by the Prophet والسلام, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him for mankind to do what? To call people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His favor onto the believers when He sent a messenger from among themselves so that He would teach them the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purifying their souls, in which before they were in clear astray. Humanity was in clear darkness. When the Prophet ﷺ was sent, he brought the people out from darkness to the light. When a person sees himself after this life enter the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enter the everlasting happiness, then the person would see how much was the favor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why the companions radiallahu anhum, they loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam more than they loved their own selves. As we know in the authentic hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, in the meaning of which, that none of you would perfect his iman, his faith, till he loves me more than he loves his own self. They loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they loved their own selves, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had all the perfect characteristics: his outside appearance, his mannerism, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, that indeed you are of the best of manners. And he had the best favors unto the mankind and unto the companions radiallahu anhum and all the Muslims and even unto the disbelievers. Because once he was sent, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would made it his way not to punish all of the humanity after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as it was in the nations before. So when the companions radiallahu anhum understood that, they gave up their wealth, their families, they did everything for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, when he was about to die, and he said to his son that he went through three stages of his life, one of which when he embraced Islam, he said the most dearest individual to him was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he told his son that if you ask me to explain to you how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked like, I won't be able to, because I would not even give him a straight look for a long period of time out of the respect, the great respect that they had to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that this was something evidence in their lives, that when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was to be beaten so hard to the extent of which that his nose was not seen on his face, the first words that came out of his mouth when he was back into his conscious, he said, what happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When the woman among the Ansar, when in the battle of Uhud, it was made among the people that the Prophet ﷺ died, when they were coming back from the battlefield, she kept asking what happened to the Prophet ﷺ. They told her, your father died, he was martyred in the battlefield. She said, what happened to the Prophet ﷺ? They told her that your husband died. She said, what happened to the Prophet ﷺ? They told her that your son died in the battlefield. She said, what happened to the Prophet ﷺ? And she would not feel comfortable till she get to see the Prophet ﷺ. And when she saw the Prophet ﷺ, she said, كُلُّ مُصِيبَةٍ بَعْدَكَ جَلَلٍ, that any calamity after you, O Prophet of Allah, is nothing. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ was sent as a mercy to mankind, to save the people from the hellfire, to make them among the people of paradise. When they understood this, they were the most people that obeyed the Prophet ﷺ, and this is the sign of the love. We need to love the Prophet ﷺ by obeying him. Our love to the Prophet ﷺ is something that is natural in our hearts, and also something that would show our submission to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many, many examples in the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how the companions radiallahu anhum, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with, and they were pleased with him. And we get to know for sure this because it's mentioned in the Quran, so that we can follow their footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us through the life of the companions radiallahu anhum, how they obeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Rafi' ibn Khadij radiallahu anhu, he said, نهانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أمر كان لنا نافعا وطاعة الله ورسوله أنفع. He said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade us of something that is benefiting to us, but the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is more benefiting to us. This is something that was very clear in our lives, that whatever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم brought, they need to submit themselves to it. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a man that he had a golden ring in his hand, and the Prophet ﷺ took it off from him and he put it on the ground, and he said that one of you would put a ring of a fire on his hand of coal. After the Prophet ﷺ left, people told him, take the ring back and sell it, which is something permissible for him. But he said, it was not befitting me to take something from the ground that the Prophet ﷺ had already put on the ground. They had this total submission and obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of the great love that they had to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them and made it a clear sign, so there is no room for those who deceive themselves or deceive others when it comes to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would love you. What's very important to know is, it is not by just how much love we have to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us as a result of this love and this obedience that we have to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, making the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam victorious, even if we have to sacrifice for such a thing. Even if we have to sacrifice from our wealth and our health, for the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, this is the sign of love of the Prophet ﷺ because it's there. And one last thing, the Prophet ﷺ said about a people that we hope and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among them. He said that a group of my ummah, of my followers, would come after me. They would wish they would see me, even if they would lose all of their wealth and all of their family. And of course, we wish to see the Prophet ﷺ, and we need to ask ourselves, do we really love the Prophet ﷺ? Do we look like him? Do we act like him? Do we have the manners like the Prophet ﷺ and following his way as the Prophet ﷺ ordered? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the true followers of the Prophet ﷺ and to bring this love in our hearts. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.